We're up to Simin Kuf Nun Aleph. We started Sif Aleph, and we're up to Beis. We'll be doing through Beis through Vav. Now, in Sif Aleph, we learned the halacha that in a Beis HaKnesses and in a Beis Medrash, the halacha was that you're not supposed to be Noe Kalas Rush, which included eating and drinking. There were Mekilim with regard to a Beis Medrash, because the Beis Medrash for Talmidei Chachamim is considered their home. But otherwise, it was Aser. Now, the question is, what is Lamaisa? The minhag seems to be that even in shuls, people do eat and drink. The Mishnah Berurah goes into something in Sif Aleph that the truth is later, we're going to see it in much greater detail. He brings that the minhag is to be makel. He wants to say that it could be it's because the shuls in Chutz Laaretz are built al Tanai, which means that in Eretz Yisrael it's going to be Aser. Now, Lamaisa, with regard to that, the halachas of Tanai, that we're going to see later. So for halacha Lamaisa in Achila in Shtia, even though we already learned that halacha, maybe we'll hold off. Siv Beis, the Yesh Omrim. Shemasha Shaninu Bekdushas Bati Midrashas Rotzolomer Shal Rabim Dumi De Beis HaKnesses Aval Yochir HaKoveya Medrash Bevei Solot Tzarko Ein Lo Kedusha Kol Kach. This Yesh Omrim says that a Beis HaKnesses, or that a Beis Medrash, is a Beis Medrash of a Rabim. Whereas if a Yochid, if an individual has a place in his home where he learns, that is not considered a Beis Medrash to have Kedusha. Now, not so if in a private home a person has a Beis Medrash, meaning people come to learn there, then it has Kedusha's Beis Medrash. The fact that it's in a private home doesn't change it. It's only if it's a Beis Medrash of a Yochid, there are those who say it doesn't have a Shein Beis Medrash for all of these halachas. Siv Gimel Ein Yeshenim Beis HaKnesses Afilu Sheinas Arai Aval BeBeis HaMedrash Muter. It is usher in a Beis HaKnesses to sleep even a Sheinas Arai, even a little bit, whereas in a Beis Medrash it's Muter. Since a Beis Medrash is a place that's made, it's made for sleeping, it's understood that people will sleep while that they will fall asleep at times while they are learning. Now, with regard to a Beis HaKnesses, for a Talmud Chacham who is learning there, the halachi is that he could sleep there. There's a Reb Kiva Eger that the Mishnah Berurah brings down, he doesn't like the idea. He does not like the idea of sleeping in a Beis Knesses altogether. And the Mishnah Berurah gives this svar that if it's a place that a Talmud Chacham can learn in, then it's understood that Talmidei Chachamim will at times fall asleep in the middle of learning. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that a Beis Medrash that's also a Beis HaKnesses, where one davens in also, unless you have this heter of people that are learning and then fall asleep, there would really be an isser of sleeping in the shul. For a Talmud Chacham, who learns their bekvias and wants to go to sleep in the shul and wants to get up and learn further, so the halacha would be even a Sheinas Keva would be mutter. Even not just falling asleep in the middle of in the middle of learning something. Siv Dalid, Lutzorach Beis HaKnesses Mutter Lechol V'Lishon Besocho. If it's Lutzorach the base Medrash or the base Knesses, the halach is that it's mutter to eat and to sleep there. So, for example, a shomer, the one who is guarding it, if he's got to eat there or he has to sleep there and then he's up. But he sleeps there, so that you should always have someone around to make sure that no one breaks in. The halacha would be that that's mutter. Umitam ze yishenim b'leil yom kippur beis haknesses. That is why there's a minhag to sleep in the shul, and yom kippur to guard the candles, because it was the minhag that everybody would bring candles to shul, and it was dangerous to leave it unguarded. So people would sleep there, so that if anything happened, they would know about it. V'afilu l'tzorach mitzvah acheres. If it's a tzorach mitzvah, but not the mitzvah of the shul itself, kagon sheniskaptzin la'aber hashana b'beis haknesses mutar lechol sham. This was a case of the Gemara, where they used to get together to work out ibur hashana, whether or not to actually add a month to the year. So when they did that, they would actually have sudas, and therefore that would be mutar, because it is l'tzorach mitzvah, even though that was done in a shul. Now the Magen Avraham points out that the minhag of Ibur Hashana was not that they made this great suda. What they did was they had bread and kidneys. The Magen Avraham says that a sudas mitzvah where people actually drink, that would not be mutter in a shul, even though it's a sudas mitzvah. Whereas people who have a minig of having a siyam in shul, that is considered tzarech mitzvah and it is mutter. Once again, unless there's a chash of shichrus and real kalas rosh, only that would be aser. So it turns out then that if we consider a suda itself a mitzvah, then it's going to be mutter, even a shul. That's the way it comes out here. Sif hei, hayu lebeis haknesses shnei psachim. This is already not the halachas of eating and drinking, but a shul has two doors. Lo yikanes bepesach zeh lasoso derech lotzeis bepesach asheni lekatzer darko. You're not to use a shul as what the Mishnah calls a kapandaria, which is a shortcut. The im hayah derech over kodem shenivne besakneses mutter. Whereas if the shul was actually built in a public thoroughfare, they took the public thoroughfare, they broke it in half and put a shul there. Since they really didn't have the right to do that, the public owned that place, then it would be mutter. V'cheinim lo nichnas bo tchilo lekatzer darko. What if he didn't go there to use the shul as a shortcut? Mutter lasoso derech, it is permitted to walk in on one side and then walk out the other side. That's not why you did it. Ukshenichnas bo lehispalel mutter l'mishenichnas bepesach zeh lotzeis bepesach acher. The question is, what exactly is the Mechaber adding here? So he says, if you come to Shul to daven, you don't have to leave in the same door that you walked into. Well, that's what we just said, that if you're not really using the Shul as a shortcut, it's mutter. So what exactly is the Chiddush here? So what they say is that what he really means is not mutter, but mitzvah. It's actually a mitzvah to leave in a different door than the one that you walked into. And that is from the Pasuk in Yechezkel, where it says that they'll walk in one door of the Beis HaMikdash, leave it a different shar, and that is all for a chibuv of the mitzvah itself. Sivvav. Mutter likones pe Beis HaKnesses, be maklo ubetarmilo uvafundoso. You're allowed to walk into a Beis HaKnesses carrying your stick, carrying your knapsack, and carrying your money belt. Pirish mine kisim, targum uviyalkut ubetarmileho. V'yesh om srim likonis bo besakin oruch oberosh magula. There are those who say that it's usher to walk in either with your head uncovered or with a long knife. Not a long knife because tefillah is supposed to be marich yamim and a knife is makatzer people's yamim. Whereas, what's the case of a sudas mitzvah or a talmud chacham where they need a big knife to cut the food? That's mutter. The big knife that they're talking about is a knife that chalila is used in the case of battle. With regard to Rosh Megula, the idea of having your head covered, so the Mishnah Berurah back in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch had said that in a place where people walk around with their heads covered and only uncover it, excuse me, in a place where people keep their heads uncovered as a chukoseim, as a chukas anachri, that goyim will take off the hat as a sign of respect, and not wearing a hat is something of a shita, in such a case, the halacha of chukoseim lo selecho would require headgear all the time. Even in a place where that is not so, the halacha is that to walk into a shul, you have to have your head covered. Why is that? To show the extra yir shamayim from the place that you are in.